Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday, nearly 100 others wounded in a bombing. One of the state-run news agencies quoting the governor of Gaziantep province is saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which the deputy prime minister said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or Islamic State militants. Blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. Country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack came as Turkey's prime minister announced that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next few months to prevent the country from being divided. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year-old civil war, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force for the first time began bombing Kurdish fighters in a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have loosely worked together. This is VOA News. Afghan troops recapturing a key northeastern district from the Taliban came just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for control of Khan Abad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. Taliban seized control of Khan Abad in an offensive it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing the Shiite Houthi rebels marched into the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council opposed by the UN and many Western governments. It also is in its support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. Also on Saturday, witnesses said warplanes from a U.S.-backed Saudi coalition bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There were no immediate claims of casualties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry due to arrive in Kenya on Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. He spoke at a news conference in Rio de Janeiro.
These games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the event. Rio has been criticized for wasting billions of dollars preparing for the games. Nine Australian athletes will pay each a fine of about $3,100 after being detained by police in Rio de Janeiro following a flap over credentials at the Olympic basketball game. Australian Olympic Committee Secretary General Fiona de Jong said the athletes had been charged with falsifying a document.
It is an offence that does carry an imprisonment, between 1 to 5 years, but that ultimately was not where we got to, which we're very pleased at.
Australian Olympic Committee Chief of Mission said the athletes were aware their accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault.
That's the latest world news from VOA.